Welcome to the Holiness Today podcast. On today's episode, listen to NMI Central's mission highlights for the month of December. NMI Central focuses on the global work of the Church of the Nazarene, making you aware of the prayer needs and praise reports of the global church. Nigeria. Nigeria has a divisive, pre-colonial past and was occupied by many diverse ethnic groups, each with different languages and traditions. These groups, ranging from large Islamic kingdoms to smaller city-states, occupied a fragmented land. The British in 1914 amalgamated their separately administered northern and southern territories into a colony and protectorate of Nigeria. Independence from the UK was achieved in 1960, and in 1963, a federal republic with three constituent states was established. The country has suffered significant regional and ethnic tension, much linked to past disputes over territories and resources, resulting in civil war and ongoing ethnic violence and distrust among the factions. There has been widespread corruption and mismanagement, increasing violence from Islamic terrorism, and the threat of secession in the southeast. The Church of the Nazarene has been in Nigeria since officially registering in 1977. The challenges faced in this context provide opportunities to increase education attainment among youth and women, improvement of healthcare, and awareness of and correction of the evils of significant sex trafficking. The good news of Jesus and the transformative message of scriptural holiness is key to the resolution of many of the problems faced in Nigeria today. Nigeria has 13,582 members, 49 fully organized churches, and 22 not yet organized churches. There are 44 district licensed and 46 ordained ministers on three districts. NMI snapshot. God is calling us to undertake a big mission to transform not just our own neighborhoods, but our entire city, our nation, and our world. This statement, shared in a recent seminar and prayer summit on the Nigeria Port Harcourt District, sounds a clear call that is being felt in Nigeria today. Nazarene Missions International gathered to pray for the nations, for missionaries, worldwide, and to disciple young adults, training them for ministry and short or long-term missions. They hosted a young adult mission and ministry camp with more than 50 Nigerian young adults attending. For 48 hours, those gathered shared new insights into forgiveness, intimacy with God, team unity, calling, and commissioning to service. In April, a 14-day intensive discipleship and missions event was held, providing training for anyone who felt called to missions. 20 young adults attended, 15 of whom are being intentionally discipled and prepared for service. It is hoped that they will be sent into the world in the next 2 years. In July, a worship and missions weekend event hosted students, ministry leaders, pastors, and staff members. Over the three-day event, 90 young adults experienced an incredible time of spiritual deepening, with many sensing God's call to be the next wave of missionaries in the coming years. God is raising up a generation to go and serve a world much in need of His love and grace. Prayer for Nigeria. Pray for moral order and social righteousness to overcome the senseless violence that often goes unchecked in Nigeria. Pray for the leadership of the church in Nigeria, for clear vision and the spiritual nurture of next generations. Pray for pastors and churches facing rising persecution, and for courage to continue the work of missions into new areas. Praise. Praise God for what He is doing in and through women in Nigeria, that their faith and witness will grow. Praise God for Nazarene young adults in Nigeria, who are like beacons of light attracting others to Christ. Praise God for the intensive discipleship and mission training going on in Nigeria that helps young adults to discover God's will. Singapore. Located just off the southern tip of Malaysia, the city nation of Singapore is a travel hub for Asia, a gateway to areas where the Church of the Nazarene is not yet established. Often referred to as a vertical village, 6 million people live on an island approximately 26 miles long and 14 miles wide. It is the third highest population density nation in the world. It is seen by some mission leaders as the Antioch of Asia. Like its first century counterpart, Singapore is a place of wealth and refinement, a leading world-class city, a place of great beauty and commercial importance, a city abounding in leading education centers. And like Antioch, Singapore is a strategic city for the expansion of the kingdom of God. Within a radius of 7 hours flight time from Singapore are 30 countries, 3 billion people, and 900 people groups unreached by the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Church of the Nazarene officially registered in Singapore in 2016 and has sought to find a meaningful place in this nation of religious harmony. All of the world's major religions are here, with the fastest growing being 20% of residents who list their religion as none, many of whom describe themselves as free thinkers. In order to maintain religious harmony, laws that govern religion, its practices, and its expansion, some conventional evangelism and church planning strategies are not allowed. Singapore has 17 members, one fully organized church, and one district licensed minister in one pioneer area. NMI snapshot. In 2006, the Asia-Pacific Region Office and four missionary couples relocated to Singapore with the vision of establishing the first Church of the Nazarene in this city. A major factor standing in the way of such a move was the cost of office space and housing for four families. But Dr. Hudson Taylor's quote, "God's work done and God's ways will never lack God's resources," was to be proven true once again. In an amazing sequence of events, God's laid it on the hearts of some dedicated Nazarene investors to help provide four apartment units and a regional office facility. As the four missionary families began to interact and build relationships in their communities, God began to bring them into contact with those who were open to faith conversations. Slowly, the community of believers began to grow. In February 2016, the legal process was completed and the Church of the Nazarene in Singapore was officially registered. Today, the House of Bread is a vibrant organic church composed mainly of young professionals. What began as an outreach to international students 12 years ago is now composed of mostly young families with toddlers and young children. What exciting challenges and opportunities this presents. While there is a coordinating pastor, the lay members play a vital role in the daily life of this faith community. If you were there to visit the Church of the Nazarene in Singapore, you would not see an impressive building. However, you would meet people whose lives have been radically changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ and who are passionate about making Christ-like disciples in Singapore and beyond. Prayer for Singapore. Pray for the outreach of the House of Bread Church of the Nazarene, that they might make the most of every opportunity to make Christ-like disciples. Pray for the development of the Children's Sunday School program. Pray for the outreach ministry among foreign workers in Singapore. Praise. Praise God for how the church in Singapore is developing and supporting ministries and missionaries around the world. Praise God for the many young families in the church in Singapore. Most are first-generation Christians. NMI Central and the Church of the Nazarene celebrates 75 years of the Alabaster Offering. There are missions fields around the world that have benefited from Alabaster in establishing work in difficult contexts, where having a building was a way to say, we are here for the long run, and whatever happens, we're here to stay, to serve, and to be Christ in this community. In some of those places, Alabaster has helped grow the church in educational facilities for generations, laying foundations for people to worship, heal, and learn. This month's Alabaster video comes from Nazareth in Israel, Jesus's hometown. Through decades of internal strife and religious prejudice that often makes the news, the Church of the Nazarene has continued to be present and positive in this ancient city. To download this month's video from Nazareth, Israel on the Eurasia region, please look to the show description for the link. Thank you for listening to the Holiness Today podcast. If you enjoyed this production and wish to hear more, visit holinesstoday.org/podcast or find us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.